Welcome to the On Purpose Show with Susan Reeve and Rick Hansen. For compelling conversations, opening doors to discover and live a life work that's alive with passion and purpose. And now, here are Susan and Rick.
Hi, this is Rick, and a warm welcome to today's episode of the On Purpose Show. Hey, Susan.
Hi, Rick. As always, a treat to be here with you. And I really like the question that we're focusing on today. I mean, the title of our show is, Are You Following Your Bliss? The question is, does it really take more work to uncover our gifts or to keep them hidden? I just find that a very provocative idea.
And this, you know, this whole following our bliss, I mean, really from Joseph Campbell, I think that captures people's imagination, but we aren't necessarily always talking about the same thing. So I am looking forward to a deep dive into this with our guest today.
And so we're ready for a blissful On Purpose show today with a wonderful guest, Frank Giada, who I discovered online and am thrilled that every day I get a text message from him, which focuses me on following my bliss. Frank is passionate about creating fun, unique, and effective tools to support people, and this is really important, including himself, to wake up, discover, and live their bliss. He's a writer, and he's the founder of Acknowledge is Power Coaching, where he ignites organic change and blissful journeys through the practice of acknowledging the truth in the moment, unconditional acceptance, authentic communication, and the breaking of old unconscious patterns. And what's really important is that he does it all with a sense of humor. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you, Susan. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Frank.
And so we're eager to hear about the turning points on your journey in this blissful work that you're doing, that have you, you know, doing work that you're passionate about and that's purposeful.
Well, great. And I love that introduction and posing that question there of, you know, what's more challenging, really, you know, going toward our passion and our bliss or keeping them hidden. And I think Anna East Nin really kind of captures this. I'm sure you guys know this quote, you know, and the day came when the risk of to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. And I think that's something that everyone can relate to. There may be degrees of severity, you know, of the pain of being, you know, wrapped up tightly versus blossoming, you know. And I think that's probably what allows, creates a space for change in people's lives.
And so what is it in your experience, Frank, that led you to blossom?
Well, yeah, so for me in particular, you know, I didn't have anything overly dramatic that caused some big shift. But there was enough in my life, maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago, where I was looking at my life and a lot of it was going really well. I enjoyed the career I was having, and I was, quote-unquote, successful in kind of the society's terms. However, quite honestly and frankly, there was aspects of my life that were what we just talked about, that weren't blossoming, that were wrapped up tight in the bud, and it got to be, you know, into my consciousness that that's not so fun. And so I just made a decision. I had a faith, and that was mostly in relationship. That's where that seed started. It was like, wow, what part of me is not, you know, fully here in relationship? And so I started searching. I started reading books that came to me, and talking with people. And I ran across a book by Gay and Katie Hendricks. It was either Conscious Living or Conscious Loving. And I was reading this, and I go, wow, this is really something. It was, we can talk about some of the principles there, but basically it was about taking responsibility for the situation in your life and providing tools to help make shifts. And also, most importantly, maybe not most importantly, but importantly, was that there was always some lightness and levity, even with their work, which that really resonated with me. And as one thing leads to another, I'm sure you guys know how this works. You know, once you're willing to acknowledge the truth and ask questions of like, well, why is this? Instead of, you know, distracting yourself or sweeping something over the rug, the universe, you start becoming in alignment with the universe. So here's an example. I was reading the book. I got to the end. I was like, wow, this is great. Who are these people? I looked at the back. I noticed that they were local. They were here in Ojai or Santa Barbara. I went online, and I noticed that they had conferences. And I'm looking at look online. It's like, wow, there's one this weekend, and wow, I'm going. So there's how, if we're willing, we can kind of get into the flow, and things will naturally line up for us.
I love that. It makes me think of that Joseph Campbell quote about, you know, when you follow your bliss, where doors open where you didn't know doors would be. So it sounds like that has been your experience.
Wow, that just gave me some tingles. It's really true, and that's why my website is called Blissississippi. And it is it reflects the quote or the thinking behind Einstein that says a problem can't be solved in the state of consciousness that it was created. A problem can't be solved in the same state of consciousness that it was created. So to your point there, Rick, is we'll continue to stay stuck unless we make a shift in our state of being, in our consciousness, and then new doors will literally open. So that's a big part of it, is the importance of following our bliss is much deeper and more meaningful than I think what a lot of people think. Well, okay, that's all fine and dandy, but I've got work to do. Or, you know, it's great for them, but I have a real life. And my intention to convey is it's actually the opposite, meaning that this is about efficiency. This is about being effective. If you want to approach it like what's the most efficient thing you can do, it actually is following your bliss, where you're raising your state of consciousness to a different level where these doors that you've never seen are there and are open.
So how do you do that? How do you raise your consciousness to a different level?
That's a great question. And typically what I invite is myself or a client or whomever is to just tune into themselves, an answer will come. Because a lot of people, what they do is they look outside and they, I heard it's better to be physically fit or eat healthier or all these kinds of things that are coming from an outside presence. But if somebody just tunes in and asks the question of what am I passionate about? What am I excited to do? And it can start out seemingly small, so it doesn't have to be this grand stroke, you know, brush stroke of like, you know, what is my life's passion? It could be, and you might have that answer, and then you can follow that, but it could also be, gosh, I don't know. Some people listening may go, I don't know what my life passion is. I don't know what even something blissful. Well, my invitation would be, what are you excited to do right now, in this moment? And you know, ask the question, and it's like, well, gosh, I don't know. I just maybe feel like taking a walk. Perfect. So what I've noticed is that if we're willing to ask the question and hear the answer, It doesn't matter. And here's where there takes a little bit of a faith and a leap, because sometimes our mind will go, well, that's not a big deal, or, you know, we might get some critical thinking going, like, you know, but here's where the trust comes in. If we're willing to listen to our truth, and if it is just to take a walk, follow that, because this is where, back to Rick, what you had mentioned earlier, it's like you take that walk, and it may be the inspiration you need to get a new idea. You may meet somebody on that walk. So this is what I also say a lot, which is that life is not linear. We got to get this idea away from us that, you know, from our kind of human brain, you know, we think very linearly, like, well, you know, to get money or this or that, you have to do this, you know. And so we really, when we do that, we focus that into our reality, because it's very dense, it's very specific. But when we open ourselves up to possibilities and following one step at a time, this is where the magic happens. And unfortunately, we curtail, we squash magic from happening, because we don't understand how it works, and we kind of go with what we know, what we've heard, and kind of the safe route. But that will lead us to the same kind of path.
Frank, I would love to hear about some more specifics about the projects you're involved in and the things that you're creating, because I know Susan said you're creating some fun, unique, and effective tools. And tell us about those.
Cool. Well, one of my, you know, passions and what I really enjoy is creating fun ways to stay, you know, on the path. So we forget. I forget. We'll read a great book. We'll listen to a great lecture. We'll do all these things, and we'll step in our car, and we'll get back into our old ways. So I'm constantly thinking of ways that will support me and others in staying on our path. And so one of them, which I came up with a few years back, is called My Naked Guru. And this has been around for maybe, 5, 6, 7 years. And it's a daily text message, a personally written text message that comes at a random time. This may not sound like such a novel concept now with so many different apps and things, but back then it was quite novel. And it still works out great. And so what it is, it's typically a question. Sometimes it's just a thought to help the listener or the viewer just connect to the moment and connect back to who they are, what their intentions are. So that's mynakedguru.com, and that's kind of a fun way to wake up. And typically, or many times, I try to invoke some humor into the message as well, because, again, back to even just a moment of laughter is enough to raise our state of consciousness.
So I want to say something about the Naked Guru, because this is really how I found out about you and your work, Frank. And there's one that I received recently. Are you in your head right now? If incessant thinking is running the show, tell your brain to move over. Put your heart in the driver's seat. Enjoy the ride. And so I want to also say something about, I love that they don't come at the same time every day. Because I find when I get something at the same time every day, after a while I stop looking at it. But when I hear the little ding of my text message at a different time, I automatically look at it. So thank you so much for these great messages, and that you offer them free of charge to any of our listeners who can receive them by text or can receive them via email. So are there other aspects of the work that you're doing now that would be helpful for our listeners to know about to get connected with their bliss?
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for sharing about your My Naked Guru experience. Yeah, I found the same thing. You know, we've got to kind of figure out ways to stay fresh and awake, and that's a fun way to do it, because even sometimes I've mentioned in My Naked Guru just the fact of hearing our text go off, you get in the habit of just taking a deep breath. So we can attribute things, we can create those ourselves, like, you know, something that maybe was annoying and then attributing something that would be helpful. So that's a good little trick too. But some of the other things, if you go to blississippi.com, you know, like Mississippi, but blississippi.com, I have a number of different websites and things. I have a little fun couple-page websites like freeing123.com, humangels.com, and these are little kind of fun ways to get unstuck. So if you go to blississippi.com, you'll be able to peruse a bunch of different things. I also have Conscious Ink, which is a line of inspirational temporary tattoos and affirmations, empowering words, and positive quotes. And that's the same idea that, you know, something that we want top of mind, we can have top of body. And I think that's probably why a lot of people get tattoos. These are temporary. They last a few days. And so you can switch them out with whatever you're focusing on. So whether it's just, you know, breathing or gratitude or whatever is kind of that you're passionate about at a certain time.
I love that idea, Frank. Do you have any little stories that you've heard from people about the way they've used the temporary tattoos?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's really gratifying, is hearing people, the results that people have had. And we support a lot of nonprofits, and we've had a group out of Canada who works with, I think, abuse toward women and children. And the teens were really getting into the tattoos and the tattoo messages. And it's been, I think, beyond expectations of the outcomes of how they were utilizing the tattoos. But there's a fun one message strikes me, and I'll see if I can tell the story shortly, of someone had been wearing the truth tattoo. She was wanting to bring in more truth, you know, to her experience. And she was, and I guess that was one thing that she was challenging for her, is really to speak her truth because fear would come up, etc. But she had been wearing this tattoo for a little while, and that was her intention. And that's one thing that I have, I really invite people, is to make an intention when they put the tattoo on so that it, you know, gets embodied within them. But anyway, she went to her yoga class or dance class, and someone who has been going constantly late there and interrupting the class was, again, showed up, you know, 10 minutes late, interrupted the class, and then was saying something to the teacher. I just don't know what's going on here. And then the person who had the truth tattoo blurted, well, if you showed up on time, maybe you would have an idea. And this was like something, she was like, who said that? You know, where does that come from? Because it came from her, you know, an innate place, and it just blurted. And so she was as surprised as you know, probably the other people in the class and her friend that was in there. But it was a huge shift for her, how that came, that message now was embodied within her.
And the tattoos are beautiful. I'm looking at the page right now and thinking about who I want to give them to. They're wonderful gifts. So one of the things that I was struck with is that you said that you're involved in creating fun, unique, and effective tools that support people, including yourself.
Yep.
Can you give us a story about how you have used something that you created when you get off the bliss trail during the day?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I utilize, just coming to me, I really utilize all the tools that I've created. So I get my own my naked guru messages, and they come at a random time for myself. So, you know, I'm humbled all the time. It's like, whether, you know, taking a breath, the tattoos themselves, you know, constantly. I mean, they work for me just like they do for anyone else. I think what else, you know, comes to me is one thing I've noticed that I'm grateful for is that with practice, you know, these things do become innate. One of the things that happens to me now, quite frankly, was almost without fail, is any time that I notice even a flash of frustration, laughter is follows it, because I've kind of understand what's really happening behind the scenes, you know, with our lives. So laughter, you know, it just comes naturally. And that comes with the practice applying the tools that are effective for me. And I think another thing I would love to plant a seed is to invite the audience to follow whatever they're drawn to, you know. So, because there's so many choices out there, and I would just say to listen and tune into what it is that they're guided toward, and follow that one, you know, as opposed to, again, back to that linear way. Well, this one is 70, this is proved to be 80% of, you know, meditation or this or that, where it's great. But again, tune into what you're drawn to. Did I answer your question?
That was great. Thank you. We like stories. Frank, do you work individually as a coach as well, or do you are you mostly providing tools for people?
I see clients as well, individually, you know, via phone, Skype, or occasionally in person as well. And that's with Acknowledges Power coaching.
You know, I love the wordplay in a lot of what you do. It's part of the fun and creativity that seems to just ooze out of you. When I saw Blissississippi, I just had to laugh. It looks like long, but everyone knows how to spell it. So
that's true, yeah. Again, you know, I think one thing that I appreciate, and I appreciate Dave and Katie Hendricks, because they bring a lot of levity and just matter-of-factness to whatever somebody is going through, not to take away from their experience or having compassion for any suffering they may have, but it's just, okay, because a lot of times what happens the other way is people get caught up in people's stories, you know, and then we, you know, people will, you know, if they kind of have coming from a victim mentality, then other people just reinforce it. And so, you know, if we can, you know, bring some levity and just matter-of-factness to whatever our experience is, it's going to, back to, again, it's going to loosen us up. It's going to raise our state of being and consciousness, where new solutions can pop up naturally.
Yeah, you know, as I was just listening to you, I was thinking about the word enlightenment. And in the middle of enlightenment is the word light, lighten up. And I'm so, you know, struck and grateful that you bring humor into this, because you said sometimes we're so serious mm-hmm. about being loving. We're so serious about bliss that we really miss the opportunity to enjoy the journey. And what do you find, and you may see this in your coaching practice, is the biggest challenge that people face in following their bliss?
Well, fear is what just popped up right away. And so, people are, and they're not even necessarily aware of the fear that they have associated with following their bliss or making any shift in their lives, and for good reason. So a lot of times people are very hard on themselves. Well, I should have known better, or gosh, what's wrong with me? And other people can do that, and I can't even do this. And sorry, I'm laughing at that. But what I actually invoke or share with them is compassion. I say the opposite. I said, of course, you are literally, not only is it normal to be scared and having the feelings of fear, I even take it further. They're literally scared to death, and there's a reason for it. So first, the first thing is just to have, just acknowledge and just to be there for them with where they're at, whatever frustration that they may have about not being able to shift or suffering with some old pattern or persona. It's like, yes, you know, I'm not here to, you know, so just sometimes I think that's why I find acknowledging so powerful. It's to be seen. This is why listening, you know, empathetic listening in of itself is so powerful. And it's a loving act. It's a self-loving act to see. This is where I go with, you know, being present in the truth in the moment for ourselves. We're actually able to see and be with ourselves. That is life-changing in and of itself. But I think I lost the train of thought there with your question.
I thought you answered it beautifully, so thank you.
Okay.
The next question I think will be right up your alley as well. We like to ask this of every guest. So what's one small step our listeners could take this week that might support them in following their bliss?
I love this question. Two things pop into mind, but they're really of the same vein. And that is how we look at a problem that maybe we have in our lives. So one of my favorite, or at least for me, most powerful My Naked Guru messages is this. And it says, a problem is simply a formal invitation for us to show up as we truly are. Let's just say it's a good idea to RSVP. So the thing that I would love to plant as a seed is shifting the focus from out there to that person, to that situation. How could they do that? What's going on with them? Who? Why would they do that? if you notice, it's all pushing our energy out there. We have no power with anything that we put the power outside of ourselves. So it's a really simple shift. And it's just asking this simple question to ourselves. Ask yourself this: what part of my true self is being called forward right now? What part of my true self is being called forward right now? Because that's what I believe problems show up in our lives for us to wake up and connect to the truth of who we are. This is a gift. It really is a gift. So if we shift to it, it's like, we will always have an answer. I see. I didn't really speak up for myself. I get it. That is what the lesson here is. Or any other place that we're not really connecting to the truth of who we are. We're in a persona. We're an old pattern. We're something that we're not aware of. So that's the thing I would love to leave people with.
That's great, Frank. I want to make sure that our listeners know how to learn more about you and your work and sign up for My Naked Guru and get some of your Conscious Ink manifestation tattoos. And Frank's website is www.blississippi.com. That's B as in boy, LISSISSIPPI.com. And our final question is, what's one gem of wisdom you'd like to leave our audience with today?
I think it's back to the the state of consciousness. And that if you ever find yourself stuck, to focus on what would raise your state of consciousness. So I think that's the invitation. Instead of focusing on the problem, so if you feel stuck or something like that, do something that connects you to your bliss, your truth of who you are, whatever that is for you, whether you love to dance, listen to music, take a walk, take a breath, anything that raises, that connects you to the truth of who you are, then these problems sometimes magically disappear. So I would say that would be my thing that I would offer.
Great. Well, your enthusiasm is contagious, and thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing what you've learned on the journey to experiencing bliss. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much.
Now.
Thank you so much,
you're
you
welcome.
Guys. Pleasure.
Thank you, Frank.
Join Susan and Rick next week right here on The On Purpose Show, and join the conversation at facebook.com/onpurposeshow.